1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Angermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
With Randy Angermeyer, Neil Jensen, and no Lynn Jurens.
We do have a special guest we'll be getting to in here a little bit.
And I just talked to Lynn, and he's not catching any fish.
He's up at Devil's Lake, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me he's not catching any fish at Devil's Lake.
He said he's on something, but he was pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah. Well, what tournament is he fishing up there?
It's not the Gov's Cup. It's a casino tournament up there somewhere.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, we got another helper today, too.
Yeah, but we're going to be moving down the road here. We're going to do a little bit of a tournament and league upgrade today. What do you think, or update?
Speaking of true, how'd you end up this weekend?
This weekend?
Or last weekend.
Well, I wasn't last.
Okay.
Because I caught something, but that was about it.
That was about it, huh?
Yeah, we caught good. We were on really good fish in that basin, pulling plugs. The only people out there doing it. And then I saw Shannon Bolche out there on Saturday, and he was doing the same thing, so he must have been pre-fishing her too, but we both stunk it up. We had to go switch the spinners, and we caught fish. But
the wind came up, you said. Things changed up a little bit on you?
Well, kind of came up. It was like 40 mile an hour.
I know.
30.
I was driving out to Fort Pier with a big camper on my truck.
Yep.
And we went prairie dog hunting. I tell you what, first time I ever went, had a blast.
Really?
And it's a busy time of the year because, you know, the grass is short this time of year.
Did you shoot yourself in the toe?
I didn't shoot myself in the foot.
That's
like Lynn
good.
Does, but we did really good. You know, we went out to that Fort Pier grasslands.
Yep.
They got about 38-40 dog towns out there, and we went up to the Lynn's Auto Mart. I think it's in Fort Pier. Is it in Pier?
It's
one
in
of the
Pier.
Two places.
In Dakota Mart.
Great place. And I tell you what, absolutely wonderful time. And we had more fun shooting 22s than we did with the 17s or the 227, you know, because you would, the 223s, because it was a little more of a challenge.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, good.
But speaking of challenge, how about that Elite Series?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's what stunk me up on Saturday. Basically, I've stunk the whole season up. But we got Brock Dufresne on this air, and he's going to tell you how bad I am.
He's
going to
tell you
it.
How bad you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to call somebody just to get that information.
Oh, yeah. I got verification. I'm terrible. How are you doing, Brock?
It wasn't that bad, Neil. It could have been a lot worse. I'm doing great this morning.
Good.
Shining.
What did you think of that tournament up there on Saturday? How was the weather?
Well, it was one of the breeziest ones I've ever been on the water for. It was tough.
Was it 45 mile an hour gusts, wasn't it?
It was gusty.
Oh, yeah.
Middle
yeah.
of the day, yeah. But
right down the pipe.
Nice.
Down the pipe, and the waves were huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. The nice thing about that, Brock, is it came out of the northwest, so nobody could hide from it.
Right, yeah, nobody could hide from it.
So that was Deadliest Catch Elite Series, right?
Yep. So how far are you through on that tournament circuit, Brock?
We're halfway through. For those teams that have fished three events already, you know, they've already qualified for, based on their points, for the championship. And for those that haven't fished any, there's still three left, so they can get into that championship. You have to fish at least three events to get into the championship.
Where are the next three at?
The next three, we're gonna be in Bitter here on June 19th, and then in July we're going to Oahe, and then in August we're going to be on Dry Lake number 2.
Dry Lake number 2, is that the one over by Willow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my strongest part of the season. Better be the last half.
I'm just thinking those are three of Neil's.
Oh, geez, if I don't do good on Oahe, I'm just going to sink my boat, which is getting close anyway.
Go drill a hole in it now.
So, Brock, what else you got to say? How's the season going for you? How's the circuit going?
It's been pretty good. You know, it's our second year. We keep adding numbers, you know, to tournaments and getting new participation from all over the states. And you know, we're halfway through, and we got guys coming from Kansas. We got guys coming from Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. You know, there's just teams coming all over to fish this circuit, and it seems like it's gonna really be a good thing for us in the state of South Dakota and the anglers. It's something good to fish.
You bet. Now, we got Jay and Jay Johnson in the studio this morning. He's with the Glacial Lakes Walleye League, and they had an event up at Bitter on Monday night. Jay,
sure.
how was the weights coming in on that?
The weights were really good. We had almost had a full bracket of teams, and we had a lot of small fish, 15 to 16 inch fish, and wasn't a lot of size. We didn't get a lot of big ones, but overall it was really good.
Brock, how many people are you expecting on there on that
bracket? Well, I'm hoping to get that 30-40 area range, which makes for a pretty good little payout.
That might be a main lake bite by then, huh?
It might be. With all the guys at the league the other night, there might be some guys jumping in that elite tournament. That could be one of your better tournaments this year, I hope.
Yeah, it was last year. It worked out real well for us last year.
And that's at Bitter Lake Lodge?
At Bitter Lake Lodge, correct.
Oh. What's the... We don't put
out of there. That's just where the rules meeting is. Put out of the regular
right,
dock.
That's where the rules meeting is.
Tough to put out there.
Yeah,
we need Go Devils on the back of our boats to get out of there.
What's the entry fee to get into that, Brock? So if our listeners would like
it's
to know.
$450. But if it's your first tournament, you pay your dues, which are $25 an angler, so it ends up being $500.
Okay.
And where can someone register for this?
You can register up until Saturday night at the rules meeting at 7 o'clock, which is at Bitter Lake Lodge.
It's a Saturday night rules meeting?
Correct, because it's a Sunday tournament. There's a Saturday tournament already.
Okay, you and I need to talk after this. I'll give you a call.
Is it what tournament's that before that? Is that the Lions one before that?
It should be the old Optimist one. What?
Yeah, the Optimist one. That's what that is.
Fireman's.
Firefighter. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Roberts County.
Yep.
All right, Brock, where could someone go to register?
Right online?
SDEWS.net. Or you can call me. We'll check out our Facebook page. We're updating stuff on there. The website. Neil's got us a great photo gallery going, so there's pictures of past events on the website.
Hopefully.
Points are up and updated on Facebook.
Who's leading it then?
Andy Schumann and Troy Lawrenson. They're leading it by 7 points. And there's 28 points, I believe, separating the top five. So I mean, it's anybody's ball game yet. So
are they some local boys then?
I doubt it.
Andy is Geddes boy, and Troy is from Chamberlain.
Not local to us, but local.
Right. But just kind of shows you the diversity that they're we got some good anglers that are coming and fishing this series from all over the place, putting the time in the water and
good guys.
That's nice. When you can get put something like that together.
It's a good circuit to fish. You get to know everybody, and nobody's really hot-headed. It's fun.
Yeah. And it's just a one-day deal. Is that what it is, a one-day shootout?
One-day tournaments until the championship, and the championship is a two-day.
Okay. And that's kind of nice. So, it's not expensive. It's fairly close, we can move on from there. So.
All right, Brock. Well, I know you got places to get going this morning, so thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Anybody needs to register, it's www.sdews.net, or you can call Brock, and we won't post his number, but you can check it online. Thanks, Brock.
Sure. Sounds good. Thanks, Neil.
You bet. That's kind of a fun circuit to fish. If anybody's looking for a way to jump into that next level circuit to see how you stack up, there's a good one, because you're not going to run into any jerks to speak of except for me.
So that's your second year into this, right?
Yeah, second year.
And what have they been averaging, 30, 40 teams a shot here?
It's all over the board. It was way bigger. Bitter will be one of the bigger ones. Last year we had a couple at 50 down by Platt and Chamberlain. That bite was hot. Big Stone wasn't so hot.
Payouts are?
They only pay. I suppose Big Stone with a small number would have been about $2,500 to win. I think when I won Platt, it was about $2,500.
Yeah, because you won Platt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to sneeze at.
Not for a day.
Exactly right.
If everybody shows up and they get a full slate, I think they're saying they're paying back $10,000 to the winner. So that's a good one-day payout.
Wow.
But now we move on to Jay and the Glacial Lakes Walleye League.
Payouts, they've been having some pretty promising payouts, too.
We've been doing well. We're halfway through the season, and it looks good.
Good.
Halfway through the season, I haven't showed up once.
Well, I think we've caught one fish.
thank God we've had a substitute. No, I'll fish a second half.
We started off, they gave us a mulligan this year, so we just started off saying, let's get that out of the way and just take it. So we didn't even fish the first one.
There you go. There you go. Well, we just got, we were just on Bitter Lake. We were on, before that we were at?
Big Stone.
Oh. And it was Compesca.
And Compesca was the first one, wasn't it?
Compesca was the first, yep.
Yeah. And actually, you know, like you're saying, the bite at Bitter wasn't bad. Some smaller fish, but I believe they wasn't there like a 5 or 6 pound.
Oh, there was a 5. And there was a 6.
Didn't Kicker? Who got
Kicker
the,
won it.
Kicker won
yeah.
it.
Yep.
And I think really? It was.
He had a couple of 6. He had a 5 and a 6. And then he had a couple of unders.
That's a couple tanks there.
Yeah.
Pulling them out of there.
He did well.
Again, put the time in the water, and he's
yep.
doing real good. And,
yep.
And as when you're out there, I don't know. Is it turning into a main lake bite? Is it crawlers? What has it been?
I was there for one time this year, and that was league night, so I'm not the guy to talk
what
to.
What kind of a bite has it been?
The bite has been, right now it's still jigging minnows.
It is.
We tried pitching plugs, and we tried doing swim baits, and had a really tough time. But the water temperature on our graph showed 61 degrees still. So I don't know if it warmed up and then cooled back down or what happened there, it was it was a beautiful night for us. It was a little windy going in, and mm-hmm. then turned out to be all right. We had a lot of good bags.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about the league and you know what it's got going for itself, and kind of give us a
we're the
30,000 look at it.
Yeah, we're Glacial Lakes Walleye League. So what we do is we kind of get everybody together in the northeast part of South Dakota, and we fish 5 events. And this year we've got a mulligan, so we take your best 4 events out of the 5. We throw out your worst event, or I guess is what you want to call it. And at the end of the year, we'll have a team of the year tournament. That'll be on Bitter Lake this year. And then the winner takes all, I guess.
You know, and the payouts haven't been that bad either. I know they've been about $1,000, hasn't it?
About $1,100, and then usually that team will also win the big fish.
Right, and big fish, and then I think there's like on Bitter Lake, you had a pot for the largest northern.
Yep. $125 there.
$125, and I know you got some other little, things that go on that, you know, yep. certain places can get this and that. So it's really, really a fun thing that you guys have put together.
We try to change it up for everybody a little bit. You know, it isn't about just catching that one fish and putting yourself in first place. It's, you know, we got a lot of other things going on the side to try to keep people interested. Multiple ways to win. You know, some people don't even know they won. And that kind of keeps it interesting.
Have we won?
Well, I know, I know there's 10th place was getting something, or you had a special prize for this or that, you know, and it was kind of a neat deal,
yep.
you know, to have those, you know, next
keep
thing you got $50, you know,
right.
and help paid for your day's worth of fishing and
yep.
had a good time. And, you know, I tell you what, that group of sticks that are out there fishing in this Glacial Lakes League, I'd put them up against anybody,
and almost anybody. Yep.
And I fish some pretty heavy tournaments.
Yep.
And these guys know their stuff.
They know how to fish. And if you don't pre-fish it, we're living proof. If you don't hit that lake before you pre-fish a night, you know, both of the last times, both Big Stone and this one, I had a tournament the preceding weekend. If you don't show up and do any pre-fishing, you're going to have to be really, really lucky.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to be.
There's some guys that they're really putting their time out there. They know what they're doing. And
we try
exactly, and I think you guys have been doing real well, putting together a good tournament.
Where are you going to next?
We are going. Left? Yeah, we got 2 left: Enemy Swim, and then we got Wabe. So Enemy Swim's in a week, and then Wabe in a month.
Wabe.
Ooh, we're back.
That could be fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be a good. The fish were hitting there last year, and we took it off our docket, and we brought it back this year, and it should be good. A lot of good fish coming out of there.
There'll be a lot of big weights and a lot of zeros. That's a fun lake to fish.
You're either on or off.
Yep.
That's good. Yep. So
then the championship is on Bitter.
Yep.
And now that's a deal that you got to qualify for.
Correct.
And you take the top, how many teams?
15. Top 15 teams
and
this year.
Of course, there's no pay to get in. It's just a, I don't even, I'm trying to remember. Is it?
You'll pay as you go. So as you want to come up, the general public can if they want to fish bitter, they can walk up and turn in their team name and pay their dues.
Right. Now, is there any openings for – I know there's like 51 teams, I think, or better.
We have 43. We have 43 team of the year teams.
Now, how many openings do you have? Let's say somebody says, you know, man, I'd like to maybe try one of these lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave some openings that somebody can just jump in?
Yeah, we'll turn anybody around. No, we don't turn anybody around. So okay. If they want to come play ball, we'll entertain it. Yeah, we'll let them out.
Well, that's kind of nice, you know. If you know if somebody, maybe somebody out there wants a fish on Wall Bay or wants a fish on on Enemy Swim, you know, come and you can check it out. Obviously, you have a web page.
We do, GlacierLakesWalleyLeague.com, and then we've also got a Facebook page too. So we update the Facebook page. That's probably our main source, and then we do have the .com site too.
That was cool that when you switched the docks the other night, it was kind of nice to go and see where everything got moved to.
Yeah.
Which was, by the way, a really good decision.
Yeah.
I hate that road, but it's a lot better than going out of that west one or that east one.
Would have been tough. It would have been.
Yeah.
Well, you also, I noticed I got a text, or it was on the Facebook thing, if you wanted to cancel it or not. I know, did you?
What we're going to do there is we had a committee, I guess, that we would have votes of who would if we're going to fish it or not.
Right, because I know you're concerned with the weather.
Right.
But so far this year, you guys have you've toughed it out.
Yeah, we've had two events that were questionable. You know, Compesca was a terrible day, raining, lightning, and stuff like that. We had a delay. Long story short, we decided we're going to go to a voting system. So we're going to be texting people for a poll. So everybody that's in the league, we're going to poll them and say, you know, do you want to fish tonight or not? And we're going to take the majority vote. It takes the hassle out for me and Brad. To say, you know what, this is what we decided as a group, as opposed to just me or Brad making a decision.
Well, that's a good decision because you can't make. I mean,
right?
You're going to be wrong no matter what you do.
Correct.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
Exactly. And you're right. It is a good way to do it. But the nice thing about these tournaments is they're you know they're it's an evening bite type tournament. Mm-hmm. You're going out there. I think you're launching at
5 o'clock.
Five o'clock, and you're in by 9.
Yep.
Obviously, we you know. That's you're at daylight the whole time.
Yep.
I know towards the end of the season, we were coming in where it was getting dark out. Mm-hmm. We had to put the lights up, you know. But it's real simple. You're just going out, having a good time, and
it's a great way to meet people.
Got three people in the boat. You know, it's not like you got, you know, and it's not a lot. It's not a lot of pressure. I mean, it's you know, pay a few bucks and just go out and have fun. If you do good, you do good. If not,
you know. You're going to be done a lot earlier though this year than you were than the league was last year, aren't you?
Last year we kind of the way Casey had it set up was about every month we'd have an event, and right now we're doing every 2 weeks. We're trying to get on that hotter bite.
Yep.
To try to get some bigger fish. And then at the same time, you know, people right now aren't really thinking about being with family, jet skiing, and tubing and stuff like that. Let's get the fishing out of the way, and that's why we've got the events all stacked up. We had four. Every 2 weeks, all four events will be gone. 2 weeks, we have Compesca. 2 weeks is Big Stone. 2 weeks is Bitter. 2 weeks is Enemy Swim, and then Wabe, and then the championship. So
you will be off the water long before the sun starts to set early, like it was last year.
That's good.
Exactly.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about Bitter. There was a lot of fish. I mean, there was a lot of fish. How many fish were actually caught? We know there was a lot caught, but how many would say were rough of the scales?
Oh, well, it was a 1.5 pound average per fish. So we caught 200 something. I think it was 100 something.
At least 15 to keep for the league. Am I right?
15 inch minimum.
Yep.
Yep. And most everybody caught their limit. Except for a couple.
We went and pulled plugs back in the shallows.
Yeah.
Because I figured why not? We hadn't done anything else.
Yeah.
Not a good decision. No. Although, if you're after large white bass, that's the ticket.
you could have been going for the big northern.
Nope, we were going for big white bass, and we had the baby.
So you're looking at, you know, there's 150 some fish.
It was 170 something fish, and it was 200 and something pounds of fish that we caught.
That's really good.
That's amazing.
But that lake again is it's cranked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as it has been, I know they put some food in that lake to kind of fatten things up a little bit.
Yeah, them gizzard shed. That's going to be interesting.
That's what was a
gizzard
shed,
see fat fish very soon. And they're fat anyway, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Them fish we caught back in the shallows were fatter than the one we caught out in the middle. I mean, they were fat fish.
So that makes sense. So now when we're going to Enemy Swim next,
correct?
Anybody been out there? Have you heard anything? How's it going? You been out?
If you want my vote on Enemy Swim, it's a tough lake no matter what.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you how it is. It's bad.
It's bad.
Well, usually it's a race.
That's my vote.
Isn't it a race to the culvert? Mm.
I don't. Last year I was on some prize bluegill, and I'm going after him again this year.
You know, and the lake is so in itself. It's such a shallow lake. It seems like it's like a bowl.
Yeah.
Fish out of.
There's, you know, the great thing about Enemy Swim is that people are going to catch fish. They're going to have fun. I mean, you're going to catch northerns. You're going to catch bluegills. You're going to catch sunnies. You're going to catch rock bass, silver bass, anything and everything is out there. I've just never had a good time trying to catch the walleye is my problem.
And it's not that large of a lake. You know,
it's
so
not too big.
You can, you'll see if people are moving around. You can see what's happening. You know, it's not like going to Bitter or to Wabay.
It's a beautiful lake, though, too, at the same time.
It is. It's a fun lake to fish.
Yeah. I mean, the trees and the rocks and everything that it has to offer is kind of the essence of what, you know, northern South Dakota has for fishing. It's just beautiful.
Well, what do you except for the fishing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what, though? And somebody always catches.
Somebody catches a big one.
A nice big one out of that lake.
Yeah.
You know, and it never fails. That lake will always produce something large.
Yep.
You know,
they do.
You might not catch a lot, but you'll catch some nice fish out of there.
Yep.
You know, and it's like
it'll be a good time. We're going to catch fish.
It always is. So we got who's leading it right now for the team of the year?
Oh, I don't even remember who's on top. Peterson and Peterson. I mean, those guys were doing very well. We've got just kind of a jockey going back and forth because of our mulligan. You just really don't know who's
going to make that call.
Yeah.
Really,
yep,
it is.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody's really standing out so far this year.
Well, we've got some good teams that are standing out. Those guys, Peterson and Peterson, are consistently on good fish for whatever reasons. Well, but
they spend a lot of time getting ready.
Do. Yep.
You know, there's no doubt about it.
You know, it's like anything. You do your homework, you know, and it's going to pay off.
Yep.
You know, it is. But the nice thing about this league is if you don't want to do your homework, you still can go out. You're going to have fun, catch fish. And, you know, it's like golfing. You know, if you don't practice –
right.
You're not going to do that well, but you still went out and had fun.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's all about.
And that's how we approached this whole year. We said, you know what? I can't. We're not going to pre-fish three of them. I'm gone for the Enemy Swim. Let's just go and have fun. If we catch fish, great. If not, we're goofing off.
It's a bonus if you catch fish. I know some people bring their kids out and have a good time. You know, the family, husband, wife. And that's just the nice thing about it. Just
exactly.
Going out and have fun. You know, we check each other's boats, kind of like the honor system that way. You know.
It's all about having fun, you know, and we're going to do some different things next year, too, where we're going to, you know, Brad and I took this over this year, and next year we're going to change it up again. We're going to make some different changes, and that's what it's about, is adapting and finding out what people really want and making it simple. I mean, don't want it overcomplicated. I don't want a million rules in order for,
exactly,
for people to have fun. That's what it's really about, is having fun.
Yeah.
So we'll change some things up, and we'll try to line up with some other tournaments, too, that are coming out next year, and try to get those guys on board with us. And makes everything just – it's a win-win.
You're thinking about maybe, like, some different lakes, or when you're changing things up? Or
we're always contemplating lakes.
That's a tough one because, you know,
it is.
There's quite a few people that come from a pretty good footprint.
Right.
You know, I mean,
we got Aberdeen, Sioux Falls.
You know, and it's either way you look at it, it's quite a travel for somebody to go.
Right.
You know.
I have a vote.
What's that?
No more Big Stone. No more Big Stone. I'm so tired of that lake.
You know, it's a good body of water.
It's
produced, but again, it's a little bit of a jaunt.
Yeah.
And it's really a bit of a jaunt for somebody from Aberdeen.
Right.
But then that's just like if we go to. I can't think of that lake that's south of here.
Thompson.
Ponsett. You know, if you were to go out there, that's a jaunt for anybody from the Webster area.
Right.
You know, so, and I suppose that's probably the biggest heat you maybe get.
That is. Well, and then it's getting, 50 boats in, because that's usually about what we've got. Yeah. 50 guys in and out, and so that's.
And then the permits, you have to get a permit.
Correct.
And is there an actual fee that you have to pay for a permit?
The state charges a fee, and then we've got a backup day and so on and so forth. Yeah. But
so there's a lot of behind the scenes things that got to be done, and you want to try to, you know, and again, you want to make it best for everybody to have fun.
Our decisions are made in November. Usually that's our end of the year meeting. We try to get everybody's input in the league. So if you got anything you want to say on about the league or for to change it, to make it for the better, that's when we do that. We do that in November. And then that's also when we decide what lakes we're going to do. And then we decide
you know, what permits we're going to put where.
Yeah. Well, we're going to run towards...
He probably has some sponsors he has to thank.
I was
going to
say, we're running towards the top of the hour. Maybe some people need to shout out. Oh, say thank you to.
All of our sponsors, you know, we've got Doug's Anchor Marine. We've got Lone Pine Bar and Grill. We've got how many insurance people on board, and we've got... I know I'm going to miss quite a few. Hauger Construction.
And a few people up in the Webster area there. I know, I think, of course, now I'm drawing a blank.
Your sponsors are listed on your website, though, so people can go check them out.
Our sponsors are there. But Chad Hauger's given us a good sponsorship this year, and that I really want to thank them. And everybody else, you know, all of our sponsors, they do a phenomenal job for us. They're what keeps us running. And same with our teams, you know, all of our guys at Fish, you know, they're all dedicated to what we do and keeping our spirit alive and keeping us going.
Good deal. And where can they find out a lot of this information again if they need to?
I would recommend our Facebook page, GlacierLakesWalleyeLeague.com, or our Facebook, Glacier Lakes Walleye League.
Yeah.
But you can go to our .com site too, and if you ever have any questions or anything, you can always get a hold of me too.
Right. And there's other people that I think are listed on there you can get a hold of.
Yeah. I just got to thinking, next week we'll have Lynn back.
Yeah?
He's too pretty to fish. Did you ever think of that? I just not that Jay's not.
No.
But Lynn's just too darn pretty for fishing.
He's got, you know, he's exactly. Yeah. He's, you know, speaking of being pretty, you know, he actually was in the Minn Kota catalog 2 years ago.
Oh, well, you
see
the
photo shoot, they did it. He drove all the way to Baudette, and they did a photo shoot up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he still in there?
Well, I think he's got about 50 copies still
in
his office.
They sold 53.
Yeah, they only had 53 copies. So, that's gonna be for another day of On the Water in your air. Thanks for coming to the show.
Hey, thank you.
And we'll probably get you on again towards the end of the season so we know what's going on. Neil, another week.
Off to Akaska.
Out there, Akaska. Have a good time. Well, Randy, we're going to crank it on over to you. Here comes Old Smokey your way.